Hi, Adele. How was the show?
Well, so tired. Third one. Poor Shaun White. Shaun White came, luckily, Shaun White Comedy. An excellent young man who's a very funny comic from Atlanta, whose parents brought him to Dragon Con, who would, literally, his parents would buy, he was like, do you want an action figure? Him and his brothers or sisters, siblings. Yes, I want an action figure.
Yeah, pick always, one. Always answer.
Pick one. He'd pick one, and then they'd say, there it is. They'd buy it for him, and they'd go, you can't have it until you get 100 on a quiz. And then we're going to put it up high in the closet. You can look at it. Good luck. Good luck going forward. Oh, my God. So brutal. And he said one time he broke down in class because the teacher she was just kidding and said that he missed a question.
Mm.
And he was like, no, I want my Silver Surfer. So
the teacher didn't know.
No, she didn't know the rule.
Right.
And so Shaun White spoke of Star Trek in general. And that was for about a half an hour.
Okay.
And then we waited off.
Well, what about, in general, Star Trek?
Well, he was talking about sort of the themes of Star Trek.
Okay.
The four main tropes, and one of his favorite episodes of Voyager was it Voyager? Yes. It was his favorite episode of Voyager was a Monster of the Week that referenced an episode from seasons earlier.
Wow.
Was a one episode mirror universe, cloning episode.
Okay.
What they did was in the original episode, two characters, it was Davis and was Travis? I forget. I knew the characters when he said their names. Anyway, okay. Two of them go onto this planet to get dilithium crystals. The dilithium crystals that they get is liquid dilithium, and it's a sentient dilithium. So what? It clones two of their characters.
Okay.
And they end up leaving those two characters to live on that planet.
Okay.
They did not realize. So seasons later, we regroup with that planet, except for that they didn't just clone those two guys. They cloned the crew and the ship.
Oh.
And the mission. So there has been a parallel Voyager running for seasons. And they have just discovered a new warp drive. But they've run out of dilithium. They have to find dilithium. And they're like, and they start to realize that they're clones.
Oh.
And they start to realize. And I don't remember this episode. And I loved Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
So he was telling me about this how they were desperately trying to find the other Voyager to give them the new warp plans as they died.
Ugh.
The whole crew dies.
Wow.
Dissolves in puddles of goo. And they finally get to the other Voyager. The other Voyager hears their distress, pops out of warp, and they're all dead. And all it is just a pile of goo, so they don't even know what it was.
Wow.
So it was kind of a wild...
Wow.
One-off.
Yeah, that's an amazing episode.
Yeah. And then he talked about his favorite episode of Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's a lot to sit through to get to. He said the last season is the way to go. The last season, the first six episodes take place in the mirror universe. And the first six episodes in the mirror universe, the last six episodes not in the mirror universe. Just answering questions from Deep Space Nine.
Right.
And he thoroughly enjoyed that. And he talked about Discovery, which he saw the first four episodes for free, and then he didn't pay the $6.
Oh.
And
so he hasn't seen the rest of it.
He hasn't seen it, and he hasn't seen the second season.
I liked it.
Me too. And then he talked about the movies, and he talked about continuity, and continuity led to Marvel Universe.
Oh, yes.
And his favorite supervillain, Doctor Doom. And his favorite, it was Banana Land. He was telling me that right now, the Punisher has become Ghost Rider in a futuristic world where Thanos destroys everything on the planet Earth. Punisher dies, becomes the Ghost Rider. Frank Castle is Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Comes back to Earth. There's no one on Earth.
He's a spirit of vengeance.
Thousands of years go by. Galactus pops up. And Galactus is like, there's nothing to eat on this planet except this planet. Why isn't there any other life? And Frank Castle says, let's go get Thanos. And so Galactus makes him into a herald of Galactus. And they go and find Thanos.
Punisher, Ghost Rider, herald of Galactus.
Yes.
Awesome.
They go and find Thanos, who kills them both. No, wait. He kills Galactus. And then he keeps Punisher close by. And with Punisher, because he likes the Punisher, Ghost Rider, Death Stare. Because then he can remember everyone he ever killed. Because he's killed everyone. And that's all that's left is the penance stare.
Is it him remembering
the killings? Because death left him when he killed everybody. Because death was like, well, you're boring now. There's no one left to kill.
Right.
And so.
Fickle. Like a dame.
Anyway, it just went on and on. Sean White is a walking long box. The guy.
That's fantastic.
It was fantastic. It's a great episode. Oh my God, this phone bonus?
Also went on and on.
Almost 7 minutes. It's a long one. Anyway, it's a great episode. And I love recapping it for you.